I'm not full of brandy. How far? That might reverberate.
This is an interview with Jason Berger in Brookline, Massachusetts, January 12th, 1979. I'd like to begin by asking you about some of your early years. You were born in Malden, Massachusetts in 1924.
That's correct.
Could you describe something of that childhood, and particularly things that, as you look back, might have led you to choose art as a career?
Well, I was born in Malden, but I moved to Everett at the age of one, something like that.
So the nearby?
The next town over.
Yeah.
And my grandfather built two houses on the side of a baseball park for my mother and her sister, my aunt. And consequently, they had the International League there, the Twilight League. We called it the Twilight League. Very good teams. The House of David, they had Beards. And this is during the Depression, you understand. The House of David, the Colored Giants, teams of that sort. And they were very acrobatic and very funny. And consequently, from our porch, almost every evening, we watched baseball. Consequently, I've never been to a big league baseball game in my life since, because I saw so much baseball then, and it was a great deal of fun.
Were you a pretty lively child with lots of outside interests?
This is another thing I remember. Also, it was very small townish. Across the park was the primary school. I used to go to school, and I used to have to fight my way to school through this phalanx of toughies, and on my way back also. Also, it seems I spoke Yiddish the first 3 years of my life, and I was living in a completely Gentile neighborhood. I mean, my friends were half American Indians, Irish, Irish Americans, Swedish Americans, things of that sort. It was a very polyglot. And I came out when I was 3 years old and asked somebody to play with me in Yiddish, and they all ran off. They heard this crazy language. So because my grandparents were living with us. So my mother says, now you've got to learn English.
Yes.
But the reason I bring that up is because very frequently I go to parties or I see people, and they say, you don't have a Boston accent, you sound European. And it occurred to me since that perhaps that's why.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's very funny. You know, I never thought of it that way.
So you learned English just at home, your mother?
Yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Well, in school also, yeah. I was very naughty in school, and very naughty, and once I ate garlic before going to school, and they sent me home. Well, pranksters.
Were you deliberately so? Is that the way to get a little prestige with your schoolmates?
Well, I don't know. It's just that... My grandfather, the whole family were big jokesters, actually, liked to make practical jokes and things of that nature. And I guess it just, you know, my brother is a professor in California, and he's very much concerned with humor and so forth also. So it sort of runs in the family.
Was it a pretty happy family with your...
Well, I would say so, yes, yes. And, you know, it was very sad evening post, you know, the whole thing, you know, roller skating and ice skating and making bonfires and warming yourself and things like that. So very, I would say, life, very much life as it is shown in the sad, as it was shown in the 30s and 40s on the covers of the Saturday Evening Post, a la Norman Rockwell, you know, very much that sort of thing.
Were your parents and your grandparents pretty encouraging in your schoolwork?
Well, that's very interesting. Yes, they were. But later on, I never had any trouble about going into painting. Most people who won't become painters have to really go through hell with